So the klal is Heyer Mizrach Matir, that the morning of Tezayin, the morning of Tezayin Benisin, that's what's Matir the Chodesh. And the Mora says, "Behold the Rosh Lakish." That Rosh Lakish says this. La beferish itma. It's not a clear cut halacha that he said this way. Ela miklola. We could bring a proof from something else that he said. Ela miklola itma. It's not because we learned like this a Gemara later that ein mevi'in menachos bikurim or minchas behema koydim loimer. In other words, you're not allowed to bring any mincha from chodesh from the new crop. Or else Bikurim you can't bring, or else the Minchas Behema means Nesachim, a Mincha that comes along with the Behema. You cannot bring it Koidim Loimer. Why? Because it says the Binim of Mashki Yisrael, because before they bring the Oimer, it's not Mutter to eat it, so it's not called something that's Mutter for Yisrael to eat, therefore you cannot bring it on the Mizbeach. V'yimhevi posel, but if you bring it, if you do bring it, still is posel, as a psul of Mashki Yisrael, it's posel. What's going to be Koidim Mishtei Halechem? Is also loyovi. You can't bring it on Shavuos before you bring the Shtei Lechem. So Rashi says the Yarminim B'teros Kanim that Korban Reishis she Reishis the Chol HaMenachis. The first mincha that should be brought from the new crop is the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. Uminai Nafla Bikurim, the same thing, even Bikurim should not be brought before the Shtei Lechem. Tamaloyma Bikurei Ketzir Chitim. So the Ketzir are not supposed to bring it before Shavuos either. So it says you should not bring a minchom, or you should not bring bikurim before you brought the shtei lechem. Mashum diikri bikurim, because shtei lechem is called bikurim. Mashma, that's the first mincha that should be brought on the mizbeach from the new crop. That's made from chita, from wheat. The first time you should bring wheat from the new crop on the mizbeach should be from the shtei lechem. Or lav dafka on the mizbeach, but until you bring the shtei lechem, you cannot bring your bikurim or new crop on the mizbeach. But if it's heavy kosher, but if it's brought already, lemaiser it's kosher. The Gemara will explain later because mikur adin it is called mimashki Yisrael for regular chulim for Yisrael. He's allowed to eat the chodesh after the yomer. It's only a special halacha lechatchila that on the mizbeach you should not use the new crop until after the shtei lechem was brought. Now, the Yom Rav Yitzchok, Omer Rosh Lakish, it says over the name of Rosh Lakish, that Lashono, when was it learned that that's Minchas Bikurim, or Mincha, or Minchas Behema, is possible Lashono Vela Biyar Bosa, it was bought on Erev Pesach, Rosh Vachemishosa, the first day of Pesach, Abba Bishishosa, but if it's brought on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th day of Nisan, it may be kosher. Then the evidence of its brought is kosher. So the question is why? The Chura Mashmi, even before they bring the Oimer, still this Mincha is kosher. I, the Chura, before you bring the Oimer, it should be Kosaran from the Mashka Yisroel, there should still be the Yisra Chodesh on it. So why but the evidence is kosher? Alma, what do we see? Kisover, the Shlokesh holds, Heir HaMizrach Matir, that as soon as the daybreak, as soon as the start of the day of the 16th day of Nisan, that's what's Matir the Chodesh. It's only Lechatchila, you're supposed to wait until the Yomer is brought. But if you bring it, for the evidence kosher, it is considered Mimashka Yisrael. So that's why Rosh Lakish says, if they bring the first Yomer, Shalelu Shemo, you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. Because Lamaisa, it's considered Mimashka Yisrael, for the evidence kosher to eat. It's only Lechatchila, the Shraim should not eat until after they bring the second Yomer. For Rav Omer, Rav says though that Minchas Oimer Shekom Sashno Lishmo Ksheiro Vishirei Necholim. Rav says even more than that, that a Minchas Oimer, if they made the Kemitza Shno Lishmo Lamaisha is Ksheiro, you're allowed to burn the Kemitza, and the Shirei is Necholim. You're allowed to even eat the Shirei left over of it, you could eat. And V'eino Tzricha Minchas Oimer Cheres Latira. You do not have to have another Mincha to be Matir. His first mincha, even though it's brought shalom l'shmo, still it's matir. And he says, why? Shein machshava mu'elis el b'mi shero li avoida uvedov haroyo l'avoida uvemokam haroyo l'avoida. So therefore, Rav holds, there's no psul shalom l'shmo by the mincha soimer. And now I'll explain everything that he says here. He said the klal is, shein machshava mu'elis el b'mi shero l'avoida, means he has to be a kosher, a kohen, and not a kohen that's posel. It has to be vedova or royal avoida, something that's fit to do the avoida. Rashi says that means kogoyim minchas chitim, only if you're bringing wheat for the mincha. Avo mincha soima shel soirim, but the mincha soima is made from barley. Therefore, in the royal el le avoida zu, it's only fit to bring barley for this one thing, for the mincha soima buvad lahatira and loy mishum korban asiyah. Therefore, there's no psul shlo lishmo. Actually, as the question, mincha soit also comes from soirim. Rashi still says there's a difference that shel soit is kemach, the shaloyim is gerish. The yod lavavoidi lavar oven kasiyom. Even minchas soit is also not called an avoida. It's only coming to mevayer to tell us if she did the chet or not. But I call upon the minchas soim, since it's not an avoida, it's not roy to be an avoida. There's no psul shel lishmo. And thirdly, it has to be v'mokam roy lavoida. Now the Gemara explains. B'misha roy lavoida means lafuka koyin balmum. We have a koyin balmum during the avoida. His machshava does not pass lit. Uvedava roy lavoida means lafuka mincha soima tloichazia. Because the chiddushu, it's the chiddush that all of the mnachas come from wheat, and here the mincha soima comes from serum, from barley. That's called the chiddush. So if it was not a thing that's roy lavoida, there's no psul shle lishmo. And the last thing is, if a mokam a royal lavoida means lafukei nifkan amizbeach, if there be a pgam of the mizbeach, so it's not a mokam royal lavoida, also the bin of soul of shloy lishmo. Rashi says with Ashton's from a posik that bizman the mizbeach is pogum, you can't bring kabonis on it. It's not called a mokam royal lavoida. So if at that time you mafagol or you have a machshav of shloy lishmo in the mincha, it would not passel the mincha. Turn rabbon, what's the price like this? When the Pasuk says min haboka lamata, when it says the word min haboka lamata, Rashi says the im oila korbona, if you bring in a korban oil, it says min haboka. So bikrod liyel dashinim min habehema loyti roiva vanirva. In the Pasuk before, when it says min habehema, we dashin you cannot use for korban or roveya vanirva, an animal live with a man or with a lady. Then min haboka is loyti anevad, if you worship the rabbi de Zoro. Or min hatzon we dashin loyti asamuksa, if you just set aside the animal to worship. Kishuwaim min haboka lamata. How come it says the word min haboka a second time? Samora says, Kishuwaim min haboka lamata. Like, what does it have to say a second time for? Shane Tamalema doesn't have to say it, because it said it already. El lohitzi as a treifa. Comes to tell us that you cannot use an animal that's a treifa for a korban. And baloi dinu, like really it's a svaro, to trash the treifa loy takriv. If so, what do you need a posik for? Min asvara, I should know you cannot bring a treifa for a korban. Because the svara should be like this: Oma bal mum she muteris lehedyit maduch, an animal that's a bal mum for chulin, a regular person is not eat it. Still asur legvoyom, you're not allowed to use it for a korban. If so, treifa, an animal that's a treifa she asur lehedyit, even a regular person is also to eat an animal that's a treifa. Is then din isn't the svara she asur legvoyah? Isn't there a svara for sure that a treifa should be also for korban? So why do I need a new pasuk min haboka to teach us that a treifa is also for korban? So where it says, no, I'll tell you, chaylev v'dam yechichoy, shasurum lehejit, even though a regular person is not allowed to eat the chaylev of a behema or the dam of an animal. Still, umatorum legvoya, you're allowed to make a zrika to dam of the mizbeach, and you're allowed to burn the emurim. The emurim is the treifa, is the chaylev. So here you see, legvoya is still a smuta. So maybe I would have thought to say you could bring a tray for also. That's why I need a posse. Min haboka, a tray for his posse. For the Gemara, no. Ma l'chele v'dam shekein boyim michlal heter. They're coming from an animal that's heter. Even though the dam and the chele is also, but it's coming from an animal that's kosher. But to yom of a tray for, if no animal is a tray for, shekula asur, no animal's tray for, you have no right to bring it for carbon. If so, I do not need a posse. So Gemara says, no. Veloite muteris legvoya. It's all part of Kasha. That Tiyama betrayfa shekula asura, veloite muteris legvoya, it should not be mut legvoya. So what do I need a posik for? Samura says, no malika techiach. I'll tell you, when you make a malika on a knife, shekula isa, for a hedyit, for a person outside, it's also to make a malika. It's not called a shchita. V'yasur lehedyit. If a hedyit on his knife outside will make a malika, it's a treifa. It's nothing. Still a muteris legvoya. Then when you make it inside the base of Migdish, l'shem korban, the yoif is kosher. To see for the mizbech has different halachas, so maybe treifa would also be kosher. So Mor says, no, ma'alam likah shekein k'tushasai oisrosa. meaning to say that when you first maktish to yoif, it was chal, it was a kosher yoif, and therefore Rashi says it means v'davri shu kodesh l'gvoya tayinu malika bon eseres l'edyit. This special avoid of Malika, it's an avoid in Kochim. It's only a matter in Kochim, not Lila Hedyet. Ma Shen came betrayfa, Shen Dushosa as Rosa. By a trefa, it's not the pshat that it's a din in Kochim. A trefa is possibly, can eat a trefa. Since so, it should be possible for Korban also. Now the Mora says, Vimishaft, if for some reason you could give an answer, if you could, we'll soon see what it means the answer would be. But if you would have some answer why you would have thought to say a treifa is kosher for a korban, that's why I need a second. Min habokah, teach us know a treifa is possible. Now the Gemara says, Mayim Meshafta, what could have been answered? Omer Rav Mishum Diklamem, because it's like this. Mincha Saimu Techiach, Shasur Lehedit, Omer Teras Legvoya, that a Mincha Saimu. So the ma'aseh b'shas you bring in the mincha soima, there's still nisa chodesh, so it's also for hedit to use it, and still the materas legvoya, you're allowed to bring the mincha soima, you're allowed to burn the kamitzah of it. So Mora says no, ma'al the mincha soima shekein materas chodesh, that the mincha itself is being matah something, is coming to be matah chodesh, therefore it itself is muta. So Rashi says shekein ruba mitzvosa the materas chodesh, ma'ashen ken treif is not matah anything. So a treif you can't bring for korban. So Mora says the question was b'shvius. It means the chodesh of the mincha soim of the year of shvius. There's no new crops then. So there's nothing for it to be mater. So Mora says no shvius nami shkein materas svichim. Shkein materas svichim. Svichim means the tfuah that grows by itself. On shmita you can't grow new things, but things that you can't plant. But things that grow by itself you're allowed to eat. So therefore, the Oymer is even matter the Svich HaShvius. So Mora says, B'Shvius Krebekiva, Tiyom HaSvichim Asrum B'Shvius. So according to Krebekiva, the Svichim, the new crops that grow by itself on Shvius, is Takasurim. It's Asrum B'Shvius. So call the year. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. Again, so the Gemara asks the question is, a mincha soima that's being brought, even though it itself is a loss of teeth, pishas you're bringing it, and l'churah, you want to say it's being matah something, what do you say on shviyas according to Rabbi Kiva? That Rabbi Kiva says, svicha ma'asurim b'shviyas, says, so the mincha soima that's being brought on shmita is not being matah or anything, even though it itself is also, so you let it bring it. So maybe I would have thought to say, here din, you could bring a tray for korban. Oh, Malay Ravacha Barab and Ravashi, the Rebbe Kiva, not even according to Rebbe Kiva. Lifra, still can ask a question like this. That the Ma'al of Mincha Saina, even on Shemitah and Shavias, when they bring the Mincha, still, Shekein Materis Chodes Pechutz Loretz. That it's Mater Chodes even a Chutz Loretz. So a Koponim is doing something. The Oymer is being Mater something, that's why you're allowed to bring it. Mashenka, the Trefer is not being Mater anything, you can't bring an animal that's a Trefer. The Mor says that Fridu Laman the Yoma that Chodesh Bechutz Loretz Lav the Yeraisa. Even if you want to say according to Man the Yoma that Chodesh and Chutz Loretz is no wisdom in the Yeraisa of Chodesh, so the Chutz not be matir anything on Shmita. Shekein Vola Hatir Lav Shebetoicha still is coming to be matir the Lav Betoichai. Meaning on this Mincha Seimer itself, that is a Lav on this Mincha Seimer, it itself is Chodesh. Still, when you bring it, it's matter that you're allowed to eat the shrayim of it. So whoever eats the shrayim of it, he's not over the yisr of chodesh. True, he's over the yisr of shviyas maybe, but our koponim, it's matter the yisr of chodesh on this mincha same itself. So since in the mincha it's be matter something, therefore it's a matter, therefore you let her bring it. Mashenka and treifa does nothing. And this is the machlokes of chodesh is noig and chutzlos and midirais or not. We'll have more about it later on in the mesechta. And that's the shaila of Bizman Azim, if Chodesh is noig here in America, there are some people that are machmir, that hold that's noig even Chutz Loretz. The others hold no, it's not noig in Chutz Loretz, it's only Midirabonin. On the top to say Chodesh is only Yosef Midirabonin in Chutz Loretz, then there are matirim to say that Midirabonin is only Yosef the lands right outside Eretz Yisrael, but not so far away like America. In America there would not be any Yisra Chodesh. So more yes, if so, oh, Malay Ravacha Medifta Ravina Yochi, if so, Shreifa Nami Takriv, even an animal that's a treifa also should be kosher to be brought for korban. V'tarte lav shebetoichoi. Let's say it's bimat with its own lav. There's a lav of treifa not tidit. But if you bring it for korban, maybe it should be mat with its own lav. How do I know to say treifa can't come? Just like a minchas leima could come, and it's mat with its own lav. So maybe if you bring an animal that's a treifa, it'll be mat with its own lav. In other words, that's where I need a pasuk to say you cannot bring a treifa for a korban. Because without the pasuk, I would have thought to say you could bring a treifa for a korban. I eat treifa as a lav, but if you bring it for a korban, maybe you'd be matter its own lav. Just like the minchas leimer is be matter its own lav of chodesh, maybe an animal that's a treifa, if you'd bring it for a korban, also would be matter its own lav. So maybe that's why I need the pasuk to teach me that a treifa is possible for a korban. So Mar says true. El aparachoch, it is the question. Mala minchas leimer shekei mitzvah sevikach. I think it came enough for the minchas leimer. Minchas leimer, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring from Chodesh, the new crop. You can't do it any other way. You're not going to bring the Minchas Oimer from Yoshin, from the old crop. It has to be from the new crop. And therefore, since it's a Yesh, Achar, that's why it's Mutter. Mashenk in a Treifa, there's no mitzvah without but to bring an animal that's a Treifa. Avad, you could bring an animal that's not a Treifa. So since there's no mitzvah to bring a Treifa, Avada, that's his Kasha. So I would know without a Xeris Akosta that you can't bring a Treifa for a Korban. So what do I need the Pasuk for? Samar says, Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish says, the answer is like this. You know what I need a posse to say that a treifa is possible for korbin? Mishum diiklameim, I could say, mi pitamakhtaris shechiach. Let me learn from pitamakhtaris that what? Shosa lehedyit. It's also for hedyit to make this type of akhtaris, this pitamakhtaris. Omuta lekvoya, but you're allowed to do it lekvoya. Samar says, lemafate, poshim is the one that makes up the Keteris, is Satei Gavru, it's nis upon the Gavru, it has nothing to do with the Mizbeach. So as the Elder means to say, Pitum HaKeteris means the burning of the Keteris, Yochiach. Shosel Hedyit, a regular person cannot burn the Keteris, but a Mutal Gvoya, on the Gvoya you're allowed to. If you see something that's also for Hedyit, it's Mutal to do on Gvoya. So as also, we also is different, I'll tell you. Mal the Pitum HaKeteris, Shekei Mitzvah Sebekach, that's good for the Mitzvah. The Torah gives you Mitzvah to bring this Pitum HaKeteris. They can't bring any proof that if this is mutter, or k'teres also would be, or treifa would be mutter. Avad l'maisir, this is the mitzvah sevikach. Rashi says it's the mitzvah sevikach of pitam k'teres. Sheyef shelahakri of temidim u'masofim. Eloboy b'yoyim. You have to bring the pitam k'teres that day. You have to burn the insides that day. Avad treifa ef shebikshera. Who says you have to bring an animal that's a treifa? Bring an animal that's a kshera. So again, there's no half a minute to say that you would be able to bring a treifa for a korban. So back to the car question, what do I need a min ha-boko lamato? Leitzias a treifa, pshita. Samar says, ma bread ravina mar, mishum dik lameima, shabbos techiach. The mitzvah shabbos, the what? Shasur lehedyit. A hedyit cannot make a shchit on shabbos, can't burn meat on shabbos, or materas legvaya, but still you're allowed to bring kabonis on shabbos. You see, it's mutal gvoya, something that's also for hedyit. Samar says also no. I tell you, malas Shabbos shken hutra mekloloi eats a hedyit b'mila. There is a mole a certain mitzvah that's mutal even for hedyit to do on Shabbos. The mitzvah's mila. But yom hashmini becomes it on Shabbos. You're allowed to be doicha Shabbos with the mila. So therefore, you're allowed to be doicha the mitzvah of karbonos also on Shabbos. But you have no proof for a treifa. A treifa is never hutra. The Gemara says, "Oto mila tzarech hedyitu is a mila k'sidra tzarech hedyit mila mitzvi. Mila is also a mitzvah. It's only for purpose of gevoya a mila. So if so, I have a proof from Shabbos that Shabbos is not hutra lehedyit. Still for gevoya it's hutar. So maybe I would think to say a treifa also, even though it's also lehedyit, but maybe it should be mutal gevoya." The Gemara says again, "No, elamala Shabbos came mitzvah to bekach." You kill enough from the fact that you can bring karbonos on Shabbos. Because you have to bring the korban today. You have to bring temidim ha-masafim. The temidim ha-masafim could only be brought on boy bayim on Shabbos. And this Rashi said before, pitim uteris is Rashi is talking about now. Not before pitim uteris. It's also the kach means pitim uteris was before. You have to bring the pitim uteris every single day. Here Rashi means, but on Shabbos also. She asked for the akrav temidim ha-masafim eloboy. You could only bring the tamid on Shabbos. Or the masafim Shabbos on Shabbos. It has to be brought on Shabbos. So, what is mitzvah to the kach? You cannot learn that a treifa from Shabbos. So that's for the kasha. What do we need a pasuk for that treifer is also? Tomorrow says Rav Ada Bar Ava Omar Mishum Diklam. Because you could say like this, Klayim Tachiyach. You could say that Yisa Klayim is the proof. Shasurim lehedyit. It's also for hedyit. Or Muta Lugvaya, but it's Muta Lugvaya. But it's also for a person to wear a beggar shal shatnis. You can't wear a beggar that has Klayim on it, but still Lugvaya Smutirashi says Avneit shal Koyin. The Avneit, the Garatol, the belt that a Koyin wore was made out of Klayim. Zilakor Klayim in Isser is Huta Lugvaya. So maybe Treif is also Huta Lugvaya. Smur says no. Mal Klayim, Klayim is different. Shekain Hutra Miklolam Eitzel Hedya B'titzis. That by Titzis we know the Mitzis Essay of Titzis is Echeloisa Say of Klayim. Therefore, since Klayim is Hutra Lehedyit, that's why it's Hutta Lagvoya. Mashenkin Treif is never Hutta Lehedyit, maybe it's not Hutta Lagvoya. Samur says, Otto Titzis, Sarach Hedyiti, Mitzvi. Is Titzis that the Klayim is Hutta by Titzis? Is that called the Sarach Hedyit? No, it's a Mitzvi. Since it's a Mitzvah, it's never considered that Klayim is Hutta Lehedyit. It's only Hutta Lagvoya. That's the Avamino. Just like Klayim is Mutta Lagvoya, maybe Treif would also be Mutta Lagvoya. So Mar says, it creates a question like this.